All right, talking today with Hope Pajetsky of Alfalfa County. You're a farmer with wheat and cattle up that way. Tell me, Hope, you're here today with Oklahoma Farm Bureau talking about the importance of trade, specifically in relation to the USMCA agreement. This is, of course, a discussion that's been spearheaded today by the Farmers for Free Trade. So tell me, from your perspective as a farmer here in Oklahoma, how has trade, especially with all the things that have been going on right now with U.S., Mexico, and Canada, how has that affected you personally?
It's added a great deal of uncertainty to the markets, and one thing you figure out pretty quickly as a farmer is that any excuse that the markets can have to make the markets go down, and uncertainty is one of those good ones, they'll take it. So I can't specifically tell you dollar-wise, but there's definitely been times where both the wheat and cattle market have gone down for reasons that we don't really understand, but it's probably news about uncertainty in trade. Mm-hmm. Not an economist, and I don't think even the economists can tell you exactly how much it's impacted it, but I think that there's been a lot of things related to trade and specifically to Canada and Mexico that have impacted our markets throughout the years. And on the cattle industry, cattle side of things, we have to sell when we have to sell, and so we can't really get around it when the market goes down. On wheat, we can hold wheat, but sometimes, as my father-in-law shows, you can hold wheat too long and the market goes down even more. So we can't control our markets, and all this uncertainty has made them very, very uncertain.
So safe to say that on your own property, your own business, that you've definitely felt the impacts of these trade negotiations that have been ongoing for some time now.
Yeah, we definitely have, and we continue to. I mean, there's still so much uncertainty out there. Even if we get USMCA ratified and through Congress, and both of the other countries get it through their legislatures, that'll be great. It'll be one win in there, but there's still so much uncertainty out there in. Trade all around the world, obviously China, the EU, we're trying to negotiate with them. They're not usually very good at negotiating with us. And I'm very hopeful for something with Japan after the pullout of the TPP, because we're at a major disadvantage there now. Yeah.
So obviously one of the big sticking points today was that really is getting this USMCA agreement across the finish line there in Congress. And so the message today was trying to get just the message spread that we need to get this done. And so it was interesting to hear your perspective on that and talking about how trade really connects all of us, not only farmers and ranchers, but also our urban citizens as well. And that's a message that needs to be spread.
Yeah, I was very excited that we had a representative from Purina here today from the plant up in the northern part of Oklahoma City and Edmond area, because that really brought to light that there is agriculture right here in the city. And, of course, there is other places, too, like Oklahoma National Stockyards. There's a lot of agriculture impact here in the city, but I think a lot of urban people that live here don't recognize that without it being pointed out to them. So I was really excited to have him here and talk about the employees at his facility and all the jobs that adds to the urban area here. And I think, you know, a lot of people who live in urban areas like Oklahoma City or Tulsa, they think, oh, well, there's no agriculture right in our area, but there really is a lot. Agriculture is everywhere in Oklahoma, even the urban places.
And, of course, this is all going to come down to that simple task of sharing our story. I think that's always very important and something that was really hammered home today.
Yeah, we definitely need to share our story, and we need the people who hear our stories to share it with other people. And that's one of the things I said today is that, you know, if anybody that was here and heard our stories today, if they go home and they, you know, are talking to a friend or they're on Facebook or with a friend and the friend is saying, oh, I don't like all these other countries. I don't care if we have agreements with them or not. Well, that's not the case. We need those agreements. It's about us. It's about the United States. Trade agreements are about making our country better. It's not about helping other countries. Now, I want to help other countries, and I believe that trade, free trade, benefits everybody on both sides. But in this case, these trade agreements are about making our industries and building jobs in our country. And so we need to, when we hear negativity about it, we need to correct it.
You know, the message from the agriculture industry during these negotiations has been do no harm. And it kind of sounds like that the final proposal that they've got out there that's waiting Congress's ratification, it sounds like maybe we've come out even a little bit better than we were. So is that your perspective as a farmer?
Yeah, USMCA wasn't a huge change from what NAFTA was, but there are some improvements. There was definitely an improvement with dairy into Canada. I would have liked to have seen even more improvement. I'd like to see their supply management system that they have on dairy in Canada completely go away. But I knew that they wouldn't give in to that. But at least making some headways with them, that was a win. As was mentioned here, there was some headway on wheat grading into Canada because they previously, even the upper tier of states, Montana, North Dakota, that area, if they farmed really right next to the Canadian border, they couldn't deliver to an elevator in Canada because Canada would consider it feed grain. They wouldn't actually grade it correctly, and so that got taken care of. So there are, and there were some gains on chickens too. So we did make some improvements for the two commodities that I produce. It wasn't any change, but that's great. We were good before, so it was. There were some positives there, and we just need to get it actually passed through now. So,
and just last question for you: Do you agree with the position that the Trump administration has taken as far as opening up all of these different trade agreements for negotiation? Is that the right direction we should have gone?
I am 100% believer in complete and absolute free trade. I always tell everybody that if somehow somebody made me God for a day, there were a few things that I would do, and one of them was take away every barrier that there is to trade in the world and completely open up all markets. That and complete private property rights around the world. I think those two things would make the biggest impact on this world and improve everybody's lives incredibly. But I wish that President Trump would have gone about it a little bit differently than he did. The way he did in going unilateral against China has absolutely caused so much uncertainty and so much problems. And I was hoping that maybe we could get that over with quicker than we are, but now it looks like it's going to go on for a lot longer. So I think that hopefully it will end up good, but there's a lot of pain in the process right now.